Okay. Morning. We are starting Taf Kof Vav. Ein modedim kemach b'yamtav v'ilalush. Right. It's a heter on yamtav. It's mutter to go ahead and do lisha on yamtav without any shinuyim. That's one of the malachos which you could do straight. But there's some different. Are some different halachos leading up to that. Ein modedim kemach b'yamtav v'ilalush. You're not allowed to measure flour to do lisha, ela yikach ba'omer adas. But you have to just do a be'erach. I don't know, whether you can use a measuring cup. Whether you can use a measuring cup. Or not? I guess if you don't specifically measure, it says it longs a bit more, a bit less. You don't do it exact. It could be you can
That's the Mishnah says the
Kerish. Yeah, okay, no? So it's okay as long as you add a little bit less, whatever. Then that's okay. It shouldn't be exact. Hagah umuter likach kemach min a kli. Avabi she'isa guma bekemach. There's no problem of some sort of, like, by offer, the whole shayla by offer mukhan and things like that. There's no shayla by kemach at all about, even if, let's say, you have a pile of kemach sitting on the floor, there's no shayla of digging holes in the ground. It's peiros. It's not considered offer or anything like that. Ein merachtim hakemach b'tchila afila deshinui. However, let's say you didn't sift the flour. So we're not allowed to sift flour on Yom Tov of Yom Rikto Ma'esmal, but if you sifted it in Erev Yom Tov, Nafalbol Tzvor, and something fell in, or Kisem, Road to the Raptor Pamsheni, so let's say some stuff fell in and you want to go ahead and get it out, Mutar Afalo Shinui, that's okay. That you can do without a Shinui because that's, because you're just not trying to do Rikida, even though technically it sort of is, but it's, since there are, so like we're going to see about Borei, there are different things which, Eichel Nefesh is Mutter in certain situations, and, if it's some types of Borei, if there's more Psalus, and Eichel, we'll see, but so too over here, you're not trying to do Rikida, you're just trying to get this stuff out, so therefore it will be Mutter, even though the Mishnah says, okay, there are those who are Machmir. Some say you're allowed to just go ahead and just take it out biyah, that's taking psalos out of oichel. Aval yesh machmirim ve'oisrim, those that answer it, and that would be straight up borer, that would be a problem. Im lo nafal bo davar ela shiroitzel raktoi. Shenis, if nothing fell in, you want to make it nicer. Eishi hapas nae, tzarech shinui tzas. Then you actually do need to do a shinui. Kigon algabe shulchan. You need to go ahead and instead of doing it over a bowl, you should do it on. You should sift it onto a shulchan. Now the shinui over here is not going to mess up the erech. The how you sift the actual flour is you're doing something which is not. Choldik, nothing. It's something which is like chol. So you do it on top of the, like a pile. Just sift it on top of a table or a board, which is a shinui. If that's what people always do, then you do it differently. Whatever, but you don't. But you don't. Shouldn't sift it on top of the regular place. Agave, who are in the mutter? Last is like the ain Yehudi. Feel with tchila sabrikida. You can get a goy to do it. Im yishan eksas. If you're mishanet you flip over the sifter or whatever, things like that, that would be mot harlash isa b'yamtav, someone who does need a dough on yamtav, yachol lahafish mimena chala, you're allowed to do a fresh challah, halicha a coin, and you're allowed to bring it to a coin. Now, obviously, we're talking about when you could bring it to a coin. Not nowadays. We don't. The minig is not to bring it to a coin. The problem is on Yom Tov is that, you know, to burn it and whatever, we mentioned these things by Rav's Pesach and different things, that there's a problem of Sfeifas culture on Yom Tov, and you can't burn these things on Yom Tov. So what do you do? So you can bring it to, a kohen. A little kohen, Shari, afilu hafisha me'esbel, and the Rama says, even if you were mafish from the day before, you can bring it. Aval Isa, Shinelosha Be'er of Yom Tov. However, if you weren't mafish of Yom Tov, also the hafish of Enachala be Yom Tov. It's also to be mafish chala from that Isa on Yom Tov, and there's nothing you can do with it. Hagav El Oichel Meshayer Ktas. Now, the Ramah is talking about Chalas Chutzarets. Chalas Chutzarets says that you can go ahead and you can use the Isar, yes, you can, or bake it even, and you leave over at the end, you leave over a bit of bread or whatever, and that's Lamachar Mafish Bin Shuyer, Chala, and you can take the rest, you can take what's left, you can take Chala from, that's like Chala Schutzarets, Chala Seretz Israel, you don't have these Haterim. Umutu Lef was a Pasay Leicha Yochel Men, Ovi Yafish Achra Chala, you're allowed to even bake the bread, and then Mafish Chala afterwards. And again, this is only talking about chalas chutzaretz.
Is that because the flour is from chutzaretz?
No. Chalas chutzaretz means you're in chutzaretz.
But in Eretz
Israel, you can't be moderate.
Even if the flour comes from chutzaretz.
No, flour comes from chutzaretz doesn't make a difference. It's where you are. So therefore, where the chiyuv is chal. The chiyuv is chal here. So then you can't. You can't just leave it over. You can't bake with it. You can't bake it.
Is this based on the opinion that it mamish is the chala d'oraisa?
No. Even chala d'rabbanan in Eretz Yisrael is still more common than chala chutzaretz. That's a whole discussion in chala, but there's different madrigas with the chiluk. But chala chutzaretz is even a lesser. If you want, you could go ahead and knead another dough on Yom Tov. Then you take the one from Erev Yom Tov or whatever. And you can go ahead and you can put them together, or you put them in a cover with towel or whatever, make it mukaf. And you can go ahead and mafish from the isa on everything, and that's where that's.
Even if one is baked,
the
one is not baked. Can you be?
Here we're not. I have to remember that in Hilchos Chala, but here we're talking in a case where it's dough. I'd have to remember about that. I don't think so, but I don't remember. But this is the Eitza, which would be by Chalas Eretz Yisrael, that if you make a dough from Erev Yom Tov, you forgot to make mafresh chalos, then you can make another dough and then mafresh from that on the other one, and that would be the eitza. The mafresh chalos be Yom Tov, he tmeya. If you mafresh chalos, the other one's tmeya, like any freshes chalos nowadays. Lo yefer isav lo yisafeni. You can't bake it, nor can you, because it's also barachila. So therefore, you can't bake it. So it's a fia shel l'tzarech. Nor can you burn it, because again, we don't sarif kolchim and things on Yom Tov, because it's also not toich Yom Tov. It's not oichel nefesh. She ain't sarif kolchim Yom Tov. Ella menicha ader erev asofer. So yeah, you're allowed to leave it until the night, and then burn it. Again, Pesach, it was discussed in Hilchos Pesach about what do you do then, and you put it in water, different things, so it doesn't become chametz, but otherwise you just keep it until the night. Mutar lasas b'yantav pitim gedoylim, you're allowed to make big pieces on yantav lo chashinan, mishamitochach yobel lefos yoysim rashatzarach. You're allowed to make big doughs. You don't have to make exactly enough. You're not worried that maybe you'll come to go ahead and to make a whole bunch extra, you know, for the whole week or whatever. We're not, obviously, if you decide, okay, I'm going to go ahead and make make 20 loaves. Okay, it could be that won't work. But you're allowed to go ahead. If you make a big isa, you can make a whole bunch of loaves. But once you make a big isa, it's okay.
Is it about making one dough, or is it about breaking it up into pieces and then being marbled in terms of the oven?
It's making it into different loaves. It's one big dough, and you make it into a bunch of little smaller loaves. Because we're questionable. If you make it a whole bunch of smaller loaves, you're going to go ahead and make. Are you going to make an even larger dough, and then you'll have extra for during the week? If you say no, even if you make, because you make two huge challahs, you use it on Yom Tov. But even pitim gedolim, it seems to be that it's not going to go ahead. It's also because it's. Because it's less tircha. As the Shabbos says, it's a chas katan, whatever. Tocha yavel lefos yosei mashu tzarech, right? Hayelo kemach, vav, hayelo kemach o isa b'shutfos imeni Yehudi. If you have a kemach or isa with a shutfos with a goy, also lafos of a yantav, it's also to make it a yantav, a yechalkenu v'yefer shalom, because it's also to cook or bake things for a goy. So you should go ahead and you have to make a chiluk, and you should split it in half, and say okay, and you can say okay, this is yours, this is the goy's, and you bake your half, and that's okay. And even though, so also one of the lakuda about the last sif about pitim gedolim is that also they said one of the heterim is that if you have a whole bunch of bread in the oven, it also cooks, it bakes better. That's one of the heterim. So question they ask the kasha over here by the goys, maybe you can bake the goys because it's mashbiach, the challah you're making. And that we say that's you can't do that because. Because over there, you have a lot of pas. The time of just being mashpiach, the bread, and there's a lot in there, is only going to work if maybe there's a chance people will come, maybe you'll be hungry, things like that. But by a goy, it's also to go ahead and to bake for a goy. If you have a lot of nice bread, nice challahs, it's also to go ahead and to bake another bread. Unless you have people in the house who are regular to eat pas hadra. So, for example, I don't know in the Hilchos Brachos, I wasn't sure of the suffix about whether, whole wheat bread would be considered pas hadra. Because pas nikiya is the wider the flour, the wider the bread is, nicer the bread, so it's a nicer bread. And so it says that. So unless people, whole wheat bread and people might like it. Some say it doesn't make a difference, but the yesh ladun, if it's if people are just eating for their house and not because whether that's considered pas hadra. Pas hadra might just be the stones and things in it, but I'm not sure if it's not sifted well. L'chor that's also, but I don't know.
Isn't there something about eating fresh, warm bread?
Yes, you're allowed to, but it says if you have. Oh, no, but it says you can't, but you can't. If you're not, you want to have fresh, warm bread, but the only bread you can bake is pas hadra, you can't do that. Because it's not, it's sort of not unless there are people who usually eat pas hadra, they appreciate it. But if you eat pas hadra, harbe, yochel lefos pas nikia, then you can bake a pas nikia, because that is. Because that's better.
The
lesser quality pas, right? That means a lesser quality bread. But I'm sure it does bring down. Nicha le pas chama, then it does say it's mutter. Yeah,
in the
right. Yeah. If you really want like hot fresh pas hadra, that would be okay. Just the question is. Again, is it tzorach or not? In yesh lo adam harbe aser la'asos or b'yomtov. It's aser to go ahead and make make sourdough, a sourdough starter, really, on Yom Tov. Ela Yodei Shinui. And you can only do it Ayodei Shinui if Neisha Haya Efshar La'asotiv Yom, because you could have done it Mibe Oid Yom, because you want to make sourdough, so you have to make a starter. So that's just, I have no idea how to make a starter, people know. I don't know how long it takes, but let's say, you know, you want to do it, say, you have 2 days Yom Tov, whatever it is. So that, if you do Ayodei Shinui, which, however, that whatever you make, you do a slight shinui, that would be mutter. Afilu nishkuta behema me'erev Yom Tov. Even if animal shechted on erev Yom Tov, mutter lahafish and matanos be Yom Tov. Unlike we were talking about challah before, if it's erev Yom Tov, it's usher to go in and be mafresh it. But matnas koin, matnas kahuna. Is okay. It's not, because that's not called matakin. The thing with the challah, it's matakin, now it's tevel, and you're being misakin the oichel, you're taking the tevel out, and it's mutter. The matnas kahuna is not tevel until you mafish it. It doesn't mean the rest of the meat is tevel. It's you know, this stuff is for the kohen, this is for whatever. Matnas kahuna is lezvar l'chayim in a keva. I know there are some people who have discussed tongue, whether some people don't eat tongue because they find that's matnas kahuna. But I don't know something. I don't know. Wait till your day to get into that. Whatever. Achopanim, you're allowed to be shechted, you're allowed to be mafreshit. So that's what we'll talk of Zayim. Oifim bepurni. A purni is like a small, it's like a type of oven that needs a lot of fire to heat up. And it's a lot of, you know, it's a big oven, so then you can have to put a lot of wood in and a lot of whatever to fire it up. And tadurim shalom hagdolim and pihim bitzidam. You're still allowed to. Vavad shalote hei chadash. As long as it is not a new tanur. Again, this is not again nowadays, but they used to have the clay or the cheres oven, big clay, you know, and then when you have to fire it up first, that strengthens it. But the cheshinan, why shema tifchas v'yaseh alechem. The problem is that maybe it won't work, and maybe the oven will collapse from the heat, and it's going to ruin the lechem. Then you're going to go ahead, and it's going to make you upset on Yom Tov. Now, I don't know if the issue is that because you're going to be sad because of the lechem, and then the oven broke, or because you're just not going to have bread. I don't know. But Uncle Pani, you should be careful. However, you are. You are allowed, since there's no chash, you have a big huge pot, like, you know, have these like pots, industrial pots and yeshivas, you know, giant pots. Even though it's gonna take a lot of wood to go ahead and to get it hot, it's okay. There's no problem. The only chash is by an oven, the new oven, maybe it'll collapse. But otherwise, you're allowed to go ahead and gather a lot of wood to cook. Beis avapi she'etzim shenashu min hadekel biyomtiv o b'shabes shelofanav aser lahasikan. Even though their etzim which fell off the tree on Yom Tov or Shabbos, it's also to go ahead and use them to use them as fuel, because they're muktzah, because they weren't mukhan from Erev Yom Tov. In Nashu B'Yom Tov, B'Silcha Tano, however, let's say your oven was under a tree or something, and a branch fell down into the oven. Marba Aleim Eitzim Mukhanim. Then what you should do is you should go ahead and you're allowed to stick a whole bunch of Eitzim to Mevatel this Eitz of Muksa. Even though we say that it's the Davar Sheyesh Matirin, it's going to be mutter tomorrow, and therefore it's not batal, This is the place can say whatever that this is different because the hana over here, like for example, right, if you had something which some darshish material fell into a soup or something like that or into a food, we say okay, you had to wait till the next day. It's not bottled, but here the hana is not achila. The hana is hasaka. It's burning and that's and it's cooking your food, and therefore the iser is not really the end because it's really it's the heat, and that already is not going to be the end. So therefore here they're a matirit. There's a discussion about whether it's baltim, whether you can get hana from the heat or from the light or. So from the heat, they're matir. The light, Mishavura says, if you want to use it to read, could be there. It's a shayla of getting hana and davar sheish matir, and you shouldn't. Another Rach Shulchan says he doesn't really understand it. These aren't straight hanas of the davar sheish matir. The here you're allowed to be marba on it. Shlo you eight atse isu nikar, and it has to be that the eitzim that fell in. Are not nicker at all. You're vatal enough. It's not that you put a whole bunch in. You have to be sure you put a bunch on top, so you can't tell what's what. Mavatlan avanchlo yigal behem ashi is vatal barov. You're not allowed to touch that wood until it's batal barov. Aval im nafal batana b'shabbos. If it fell on the on Shabbos, all of the Shabbos, let's say Shabbos erev yom tov. Also lahasikam b'yom tov shelacharav. You cannot light it up on Yom Tov and the next day. I feel like they bitul barov, even on they bitul barov because it's a chana that it's on Shabbos. It's not really hasaka, so therefore you can't be making from Shabbos to Yom Tov, and that's famish also. It's not just mukzah, it's hachana, and therefore that would be also.
So the whole avodah is mukzah.
You can't use it. I mean, if there's a way to get the wood out, I guess. Get the wood out. Yeah, if there would be a way to kick it out, you know, till the time, I don't know.
Amir la'akum?